Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, team, to the Freedom Hut Thursday, September 9th edition. Great to have you with me. As always, appreciate you hanging out. We got a Biden speech this evening on COVID mandates. He's going to say 2.1 million federal workers must get vaxxed or get a new job. No exemptions whatsoever. Plus, we have documents showing the teachers unions dictated mask science to the CDC. Not a surprise. A group of mayors is going has decided to implement CRT, and there's Google training about CRT that everyone should be aware of. And we've also got Larry Elder assaulted by somebody, eggs thrown at him, the person throwing the eggs wearing a gorilla mask. The media not particularly interested in that story at all. And we'll dive into all of it in just a moment. But as you know, we are just a few days away here from the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And that's why I want to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, because Tunnel to Towers carries forward a legacy of courage and heroism. And to mark the 20-year anniversary, Tunnel to Towers is gifting America's heroes and their families with 200 mortgage-free homes. To honor the fallen, Chairman and CEO Frank Siller walks more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, from the Pentagon to Shanksville, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Towers of Light return to the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance, and for the first time, those we lost to 9/11-related illness are being honored at a ceremony September 12th. On Veterans Day, another first, the soldiers we lost in the War on Terror are having their names read aloud. The words "never forget" require action. Do good and take action now. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. I've been telling you that the mass vax mandates are coming, right? I've been telling you for a while now that it's just a matter of time before they find a pressure point for everybody to get the shot. If you're in the military, you work for the federal government, you're going to be told with in no uncertain terms here by the Biden administration, you get vaccinated or else you lose your job. Now, for some of you, you might be saying, oh, well, that's the price that people should be willing to pay. OK, what about people who are in pension rolls? What about somebody who is 6 months away from their federal retirement? And now they're going to be in a position where they have to walk away from that because of the Biden mandate. Now, you might say, well, Buck, I don't work for the federal government. So why is that going to be? And some of you, I'm sure, do. But why is that going to be an issue for me? Well, state and local government is next in blue states. And then you'll say, oh, Buck, but I don't live in a blue state. I live in a red state, so I'm fine. What about private corporations? What about all the businesses that are going to require, for purposes of entry, vaccine passports? We're going to have digitized QR code vaccine passports in this country for every man, woman, and child in the next 12 months, unless we on the right wake up and understand that this is not going to stop. They will not get tired of this. They're not going to decide, you know what? We've been so wrong and so crazy for so long that we're going to leave people alone. That's not going to happen. First of all, there are over 200 million Americans who are vaccinated, and daily cases right now are 300% higher than they were a year ago when there were zero people vaccinated. Okay? Fauci and the lockdowners don't even attempt to explain this. We should ask why. How is that possible? And not only do we have 200 million people vaccinated, we've had at least 100 million people infected and recovered. So we have a much, much smaller pool of people who could be getting infected right now. And it's a 300% increase in daily cases. I mean, you look at the caseload right now, we're at 150,000 cases a day in America. And we were at 40,000 cases a day a year ago. Oh, I know they're going to say the Delta variant is so it's that much more transmissible. It's 300% more transmissible. This is a super virus. And well, I mean, when you make it in a Chinese lab and it gets released, thanks to the funding in part that Fauci gave, you know, that's perhaps a possibility. But here we are. Here we are seeing the reality play out all around us. And they never learn any lessons about what should be the limits of their ability to infringe on your freedoms and your life. They want full control. They think that's better. They think they are safer and happier, and you are less likely to cause problems for them if they can control you. That's what you see going on. So much of the logic of all of this comes from an idea that all you really have to do, all you really have to know, is that everyone gets vaccinated because they do what the state tells them to do. And then the people who are good enough and smart enough to like that feel safer. Because you, the individual, you, the person that uses the F word, freedom, you're a challenge to that authority, to that safety, to the replacement of God with the state. And this goes down to our deepest philosophical roots here as a polity, as a people. What kind of authority should the government have over your life? What kind of authority does it already have now as a result of this? Jen Psaki, the chief propagandist for this White House, which tells you a lot about the intellectual heft of this White House. Here she is telling you that the measures that Biden will announce tonight around 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm doing the show, of course, Thursday morning. The measures that he will announce, will it affect you day to day in your day to day life? Here's what she says. Play four.
There will be new steps the president announces tomorrow. Absolutely.
And will any of those new steps influence the average American's day to day life? Should we expect any new mitigation recommendations as an example?
It depends on if you're vaccinated or not.
Depends on if you are vaccinated or not, she says. If you are unvaccinated, get ready for infringements on your day-to-day life. Big time. Oh, and remember, unvaccinated, including those who have recovered from the virus and have natural immunity. Sorry, the science doesn't matter when the control is the primary goal. Speaking of which, now we've got documents. Fox News put them up on its website from the National Education Association, right? Or the, isn't that what it is? The NEA, the big teachers union. I got to remember what the teachers union stands for here. Well, we know it's, the teachers union stands for adults getting jobs and not having any accountability. That's what the, yeah, National Education Association. Right. Okay. So turns out that the NEA essentially blackmailed the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. It's supposed to be the big federal authority about the science. They care so much about the science. Oh, the science. It's all about the science. No, actually, the NEA told the CDC, you better change your mask policy or else. You better change what you're saying about kids masking up in schools, or we're going to put out statements saying the CDC is reckless and can't be trusted. Think about how that would undermine the authority of the Fauciites, even in the eyes of some on their own side, right? Because the teachers' unions are sacred. All the teachers, oh, people just want to teach. I swear, Randy Weingarten of the AFT and the NEA, the little commissars who run these places for the benefit of adults at the pretense that it's really helping children. The whole thing is disgusting. There shouldn't be any public school teachers' unions. None. Zero. Shouldn't exist. Should be illegal. But they help Democrats get elected. They keep Democrats in power. And we all know that as far as the Democrats are concerned, if you do that, that's all that really matters. That's their favorite thing, right? Power. Well, here is a moment in time where we're seeing who really holds the power of the Democrat Party, because the NEA was able to get the CDC to bend the knee on mask mandates for kids in school. So your kids in a lot of places across the country, and by the way, including Florida right now. I know people keep wanting to believe, oh, that's their problem. That's not my problem. I live, you know, I live in Kansas, or I live in a red state in the middle of the country. OK, well, that's great. And I'm happy that, you know, you have freedom and I probably should live there, too. But I've been telling you, they're coming for you, too. They're not going to let this go. They can't in their minds let it go, because if anyone anywhere is living a life in America of individual rights and freedom in the era of COVID, it's a threat to the whole lockdown and control regime. They can't have that. But so the teachers unions in writing threaten the CDC. So the CDC changes its mask policy. Could you imagine if they did that with anything else? Hey, you know, CDC, you better change what you say is the public health guidance for vaccines, because, oh, I'm sure they do that, too. I'm sure they do that, too. But what about, you know, what about your, hey, CDC, we think your program that you're spreading on, you know, alcohol abuse or the things you're talking about when it comes to opioid abuse, we think that that is not helpful at this moment. So we want you to drop it, say the teachers unions. And then the CDC did. Wouldn't you be appalled? This is the country we're living in right now. You are seeing who really has the power. You're seeing what's really going on with the Democrat plan here. They're not going to be satisfied until the entire planet isn't just vaccinated, but is on a constant vaccine conveyor belt to deal with COVID. Oh, my gosh, we have to deal with COVID with shots and shots and shots and more shots. It's not working as an end of COVID. We all see this. Yeah, it's protected some people. A lot of other people haven't been protected with the shot. There are a lot of breakthrough cases, too, but the shots lose their effectiveness. They just don't want to talk about this. The shots don't last very long. And are we so sure that we're going to be able to keep up with the variants? Have we been able to cure the common cold? Let's break this down to very straightforward. Do we have a cure for the common cold? Why not? We have all this amazing science. Do we have a cure for the cold? No, we do not. Do we have a means of avoiding the common cold for the rest of our lives? Mask up. No, we do not. Coronavirus is very similar to cold viruses. In fact, there are coronaviruses that give you basically a cold. So what is going on here? They won't let you think for yourself. They don't want to hear it. They want to tell you what to do. So what can we do? I don't just want to sit here and complain. What can be done? Well, once again, there are some governors who are little corporatist cowards, even Republican ones. Corporatist cowards want to make sure those corporate donations flow in, especially for their national level aspirations. Just putting out, just theorizing that this might be what one governor has done recently. And or keeps doing over and over again. And then there are governors like Ron DeSantis of Florida, who is giving speeches like this that shows he understands the stakes and he understands the true role of government in a free society is to protect the rights of the individual. Play three.
And at the end of the day, my philosophy is, as governor, my job is to protect your individual freedom. My job is not to protect corporate freedom. That is not what I'm here for. I mean, we have a good business climate, we have everything, but this idea that businesses can just do whatever they want and invade your privacy and doing all that, no, I'm not signing up for that. I'm signing up for protecting your freedom and making sure we have a society in Florida where people can make the best decisions for themselves and for their families. And that's what we're doing by protecting against these mandates. And making sure that that's done based on what people believe is best for them and their families. But
Florida may be the first state. They have to wait till the legislative session comes back in January. So that's the problem here, the timing. But I've already spoken to people close to the governor and involved in the state legislature who say that Florida is considering passing a conscience protection at the state level against vaccine mandates. For private businesses. The kind of thing that a certain other governor recently said was big government, because that's what the corporatist shills around her told her to say. DeSantis understands what the real stakes are here, and he knows how we can actually start to fight back against this. If you're going to sit around and just say, oh, but you know, we got to play fair because they're not playing fair. Yeah, they're just going to steamroll us, which is what they've been doing. They will continue to steamroll us. And they're perfectly happy doing it. They don't feel bad doing it. The left, the authoritarian left, this is how they operate. This is what they do. And I think everyone needs to be very clear about this. They will never tire of it. There's no part of them that all of a sudden goes, well, hold on a second, we're not playing fair, and you know what? No, they say, great, great, sit around and have some sort of fetish about limited government, meaning that the government can't protect individual rights. But the Constitution, no, at a state level, as long as you're not violating the Constitution and you're not violating federal law, you can pass all kinds of protections. You could do all kinds of things to protect people from this nonsense, but... You know, there's a lot of corporate money flowing around, a lot of that, and that means that some of the people you would hope would stand up against the madness will not. By the way, the mayors of Chicago, Portland, Louisville, I believe is the proper pronunciation, and Boise have officially endorsed critical race theory in public schools. This is from Chris Rufo today, and promised to drive the implementation of CRT in public education curriculum across America. It's pretty stunning that they're coming out and saying this now, just because you remember a couple of months ago when there was a huge backlash against CRT. What were they saying? What were we being told all the time? Oh, well, CRT is just a law school thing. CRT doesn't, you don't even know what CRT is, conservatives. This is the kind of games they were playing. The sort of things they were saying to us, you don't even know what CRT is. Really? Interesting. Turns out we did know what CRT was all along. And it's amazing that they lie and lie and hope to never be held to account. And this is, so that's one thing. You got the mayors that are going to be pushing this. But then you also have, and this is, again, Chris Rufo is doing really great work on this stuff. And everything he said about CRT was true and debates about it and everything else. You go, Google, this is from his Twitter. Google has launched an anti-racism initiative claiming that America is a system of white supremacy and all Americans are raised to be racist, including Ben Shapiro, who is depicted as a layer of the white supremacy pyramid culminating in genocide. It goes on. Chris Rufo says he has obtained a trove of whistleblower documents from inside Google that reveal the company's extensive racial re-education program based on the core tenets of critical race theory, including intersectionality, white privilege, and systemic racism. In a module called, this is all amazing, a module called Ally, this is a Google. Can I just take a step back for a second? Google is arguably the most powerful corporation on planet Earth. I know it's not the most valuable yet per se, but it is so rich that money almost feels like it doesn't have any meaning. There's no end to the money that Google can effectively print because it controls the internet. It is so rich that it's hard to overstate the financial impact it has, but it also determines what you see, what you read, what you buy, what you find when you search, how you communicate with people. It has more ability to determine how people think about things and how people communicate than any other company on the planet. And this is the kind of stuff that it is teaching. In a module called Allyship in Action, Google trained employees to deconstruct their racial and sexual identities and then rank themselves on a hierarchy of power and privilege and manage their reactions through crying and accessing their happy place. Yeah, their happy place. Producer Mark, if I told you to access your happy place, what would that mean?
I'd probably have to go to Madison Square Garden for that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I don't even know what my happy place would be. Probably on my couch with some Thai food and a history book or a burger and Netflix. That might be the closest thing to the happy place. But anyway, that's what you're supposed to access your happy place. Rufo goes on in a video. Again, in this Google, this is Google training employees in what is effectively critical race theory. Guest lecturer Ibram X. Kendi claim that all Americans, including children as young as 3 months old, are racist. To be raised in the United States, he says, is to be raised to be racist. And to be raised to be racist is to be raised to almost be addicted to racist ideas. End quote. I mean, this is, for those of us who say that critical race theory is basically just everything is racist, everything is racist, that's really what it, that's all it is. Everything is racist. Everything. You say, that must be an oversimplification. Not really. Everything is racist. That's really what they're saying. Everything is racist. That is the plan. That is what critical race theory boils down to. And then you had, here you go. Denial of racism is proof, Rufo writes, that a person is racist. For me, the heartbeat of racism is denial, and the sound of that denial is, I'm not racist, Kendi told Google employees. It's a critically important step for Americans to no longer be in denial about their own racism. In another video, guest lecturer Nicole Hannah-Jones claimed that she created the 1619 Project to verify her lifelong theory that everything in the modern-day United States can be traced back to slavery. Quote, if you name anything in America, I can relate it back to slavery. Jones claimed that the first Africans being sold in 1619 is more foundational to the American story than the pilgrims landing at Plymouth Rock. If you are white in this country, she said, you are the beneficiary of a 350-year system of white supremacy. A Google DEI lead created an internal document called Anti-Racism Resources. One graphic claims that colorblindness, Columbus Day, weaponized whiteness, and Make America Great Again are covert white supremacy. This is all amazing. Christopher Rufo does incredible work just by getting the stuff out there. Another graphic titled The White Supremacy Pyramid advances the idea that conservative commentator Ben Shapiro is a foundation of white supremacy and that Donald Trump is moving society on a path toward mass murder and genocide. I'm looking at the graphic right now. It's completely insane. Wow. It's all in a City Journal. Chris Rufo has the piece. And this is Google. This is not some small, you know, city government training or something somewhere. This is one of the biggest, most sophisticated, influential, wealthy companies on planet Earth. And this is what they are teaching their employees? You must be joking, right? You can't believe something like this is really happening, but it is. It is happening. So there's that. Anyway, Trump weighed in on the taking down the Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond, Virginia. And here's in very Trump fashion, the libs are all very upset about this. He wrote, here you go. Our culture is being destroyed and our history and our heritage, both good and bad, are being extinguished by the radical left. And we can't let that happen, Trump said in a statement. If only we had, this is a quote from Trump, if only we had Robert E. Lee to command our troops in Afghanistan, that disaster would have ended in complete and total victory many years ago. What an embarrassment we are suffering because we don't have the genius of a Robert E. Lee. Yeah, you can imagine the libs are very, very angry about that. Very angry about anything that Trump says. But the most, tearing down statues is this one was removed, but it had been horribly defaced and there had been all kinds of destruction of it. I mean, there right now, very close to where I live in Columbus Circle in New York, there is a big fence and a constant police presence around a Columbus statue because they're worried that the Columbus statue is going to be attacked and going to be destroyed. This is a mentality of totalitarians to tear down historical monuments and statues as a general matter. This is bad. Oh, and there is this time capsule thing. Also part of this Robert E. Lee statue situation. Here's Time Magazine reporting a capsule from 1887 that state officials believe is tucked inside the statue's base is set to be removed. It will be replaced with a new time capsule that contains items reflective of current times, including an expired vial of COVID-19 vaccine, a Black Lives Matter sticker, a photograph of a black ballerina with her fist raised near the Lee statue after racial justice protests erupted following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. I mean, really? You're putting a COVID-19 vaccine and a Black Lives Matter sticker in a time capsule. That's what we're hoping in 100 years people look back on and they say, oh, look at the BLM protests or whatever. Anyway, it's amazing when you see the kind of there's other stuff in the time capsule. I'm trying to find that there was some even more interesting items that were put in there. But the point here is that the left is going to act like this is some big deal. It's some huge victory. Here we go. This is what we've got. I had to go. Only some places have all of the things that are in there. a Virginia is for lovers badge, a photo of a Stop Asian Hate protest. Yeah, because that's been a huge story this year. It was a story. Remember Stop Asian Hate? That was a story that the media was interested in until they found out who was responsible for most of the attacks on Asians and Asian Americans. Wasn't Trump supporters. Wasn't white guys in MAGA hats. So all of a sudden they changed their feelings on that one. By the way, Larry Elder is out in California trying to beat Gavin Newsom in the recall. Look, it's a big ask for Larry to win and to defeat Newsom. Would be amazing, but let's just be honest about what's really happening here, folks. The Democrat media is going to the mat to protect their guy Newsom, and that means they're also going to even show you more than they normally would the kind of bias that they have. I mean, Larry Elder was out in, I believe it was Venice, which should be a really cool place to hang out in California, except now it's overrun with vagrants and drug abuse and all kinds of mess. But a person, a white Newsom supporter, Democrat, wearing a gorilla mask, assaulted criminally Larry Elder, hit him with eggs when he was out walking as part of his campaign. And the media just sort of goes, you know, well, whatever, you know, that's not. Can you imagine for a moment? Can you imagine if Larry Elder were a black Democrat and someone in a MAGA hat, let's just say? I mean, never mind the fact that this individual was in a gorilla mask, which I think would also get a whole lot more attention if party affiliations were different here. But if Larry Elder were a Democrat and were attacked by someone wearing a MAGA hat, wouldn't this be an enormous national news story? Yeah, but it's not, because Democrats are frauds. So there's no honesty or integrity in what they do. And they just want power and they want their side to win, and nothing else matters to them. Nothing else matters. Larry Elder spoke out. I want to give him the ability to speak out of this one. He says Newsom can't defend his record. Play 13.
My reaction is they know they're in trouble. They know that Gavin Newsom can't defend his record on crime. They know he can't defend his record on how he ignored science and imposed all sorts of mandates that he didn't abide by himself. They know that he is unpopular. They know that a third of the people who signed the petition were the very independent Democrats who voted for him just 2 years earlier. They are deathly afraid that Larry Elder, from the inner city, who went to public school, is going to break the stranglehold that Democrats have had over blacks and browns for decades.
He's right. Will it be enough? Will the people of California get a reprieve from the idiocy of Gavin Newsom? Those are the questions that we'll have to see answered in just a matter of days here. Team, thanks so much for being with me. Going to be with you again tomorrow, of course. Please pass the buck. Tell someone about the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Best way to start your day, get a deep dive into the news, but a quick one, a quick deep dive. It's like splashing into the pool from the diving board, and then you don't have to spend too much time in there. So pass the buck. Tell people about it. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Shields high. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.